Welcome to the Pope St. John the 23rd Vocation Podcast with Monsignor William Fay. Here at Pope St. John the 23rd Seminary, we realize it's never too late to respond to God's call. If you're a man 30 or older, discerning a possible call to the priesthood, or someone who supports these later vocations, this is the podcast for you.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Monsignor Bill Fay, and I'm on the faculty at Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary. It's a very special place. It's a seminary for men who are 30 years and older. We have men even in their early 70s here who are preparing to be priests, and it's just a very, very wonderful place to be. I'm delighted to welcome here today Gustavo Correa, who is one of our fourth-year theologians. Gustavo was a deacon last summer and has been a deacon all this year, and he's happily here to join me. I know Gustavo better than I perhaps know most of the seminarians because we've worked together. I have been his formator, helping him get to priesthood, which is coming right down the pike. What's your ordination day?
June 3rd.
On June 3rd. What a happy day. And I wish this were a video because you should have seen the smile on his face when he mentioned June 3rd. It's a great thing. So welcome, Gustavo.
Thank you, Monsignor.
And thank you for coming and sharing with me part of your life story. I know you well enough to know that you were in the seminary in Colombia a number of years ago. What years would those have been?
2003 and 2010. I was in a religious community in Bogota, Order of Holy Trinity.
So you were there in seminary formation for 7 years, really?
Yes.
Huh? Gustavo, I should mention, is a native of Colombia, beautiful Colombia. I often hear people say that the most beautiful Spanish in the world is spoken in Colombia. It's like Florentine Italian. Tell me a little bit, how did you know when you were a young lad that you had something of a vocation?
I think I feel the call from God when I was a child, because I remember when I was participated with my mother, a beautiful mass in my hometown, and the father was very charismatic. Mm-hmm. And I impressed of him, and I feel something special in my heart. I thought by myself, I want to be a charismatic priest. When I grew up, I have the opportunity to finish my college, and I feel again the call from God. For this reason, I was entered in Holy Trinity Order. I left because I thought that it is not the correct time for me. Mm-hmm. And I receive again the call of God, and for this reason I'm here. Mm-hmm. Thanks Father Victor Sierra, from a priest from my diocese of Worcester. He invited me to come here and enjoy and to see what happened in the diocese of Worcester in the area. And I feel very, very happy to have the opportunity to learn English and as well learn American culture and have a good development with my studies.
Good for you. And you've done rather well. I remember when we first met each other, you were really struggling with English a bit. In the 3 years that you've been here, you've done amazingly well. And what a good gift you're going to be to the Diocese of Worcester, which, for those of you who don't know the Northeast, is the diocese just to the west of the Archdiocese of Boston. There are four dioceses here in Massachusetts. There is Boston, there's Worcester, there's Springfield, and Fall River, which is a southern diocese. I mentioned that I was Gustavo's formator, and what is it that a formator does? He does this. He's responsible for helping a man recognize what his human gifts are and allowing them to be developed as best they can, what his spiritual gifts are, what his academic and intellectual gifts are, and what his pastoral skills happen to be, and making sure that the seminarian is really trying to develop and to grow those areas as best he can on the way into priesthood. The seminarian, in addition to having a formator, also has a spiritual director. The formator's relationship with the seminarian is in what we call the external forum. Whatever Gustavo and I talk about, I have an opportunity to present to the faculty and say, this is what I'm getting to know about Gustavo. His spiritual director, on the other hand, cannot do that. That's considered to be a confidential relationship, and the spiritual director never talks publicly in any kind of way whatsoever with other faculty about the seminarian. You've been a deacon now all this year, Deacon Gustavo. What was the most exciting part of the diaconate for you, would you say?
I really enjoyed to have the opportunity to do the baptisms. For me, it's one of the most beautiful sacraments in our Catholic Church, and I really enjoy it.
Good for you. I often tell people at baptisms, once the baby's baptized, take a good look at the baby, and I'll tell you why. That baby has just been flooded with the life of Christ. And if you ever want to know what the face of Christ looks like, when you look at the face of that child, you're looking at Christ, because the child is not able to push him away or to refuse him. As Jesus says, become like little children and just accept the life of God within you. And that, to me, is one of the most exciting things. What was the thing that most impressed you about diaconate once you received the sacrament and realized that God had changed you in that kind of way?
Monsignor, this is a nice question. I think preaching, because English is my second language.
Yep.
I prepared carefully my homily, and I prayed very straight, because I asked to God, I really want that the people who can hear me can understand me at the same time. And when I will be in the ambo, I'm not afraid about that. Yeah. I look at the people in my mind. I said to God, God, I love you. I know you love me. Mm-hmm. And I really want to spread your gospel, spread your word to these people. I think preaching for me is a big challenge, mm-hmm, as a deacon, because it's an opportunity to preach the gospel of God.
You know, I think of you, and I'm thinking, you're really here in the United States. You're committed to being a priest of the Diocese of Worcester. You're really, in many ways, like a missionary. You've left your own country, and you've come here to give yourself to the people and the church of this country, and to say, Lord, do with me whatever you will. Does that bring good joy to you?
Yes, Monsignor. I agree with you, because I'm from Colombia. My hometown is far away to America. And I feel that I am a missionary. Mm-hmm. And I have a responsibility to first learn English, mm-hmm, second, to know more about this American culture, mm-hmm, and third, to do my best for others. It's a vocation. Vocation is a call from God. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is a gift for me. And I feel extremely happy to have the opportunity to learn another culture, another language, another kind of things, and to have opportunity to help others. I think, mm-hmm, this is my purpose. Mm-hmm. The vocation is about to help others, to build a community of God.
It's a very generous thing that you're doing, and I'm sure that God is going to reward you in some amazing ways, you know. And we've always talked about that when you and I have our formative conversations together. You talk about how rich the experience is, first of all, of being a seminarian, and then of being a deacon. One other thing I wanted to talk to you about is, I'm always amazed when I sit with you how you always refer to the seminary here as your home. You're at home here. This is not just a place that you came to, that you got to get through, but that you really feel like you put some roots down here and it's been a good place for you. Talk about that a little bit.
In Pope St. John the 23rd, I feel welcome by Father Rector, the other fathers, and also for the other seminarians. I feel free here. We have many spaces for prayer and to have opportunity to study, to have our day off. I never felt that in the seminary were heavy years. No, I feel that it is very good experience for me.
One of the things that's really beautiful about the seminary is that the men are in their own peer group. Something happens, you've heard me mention this if you've been listening to the podcast, something happens to a man in his late 20s and early 30s where he is much more at home with men who are older than he is, or his own age group, than he is with men in their 20s. He's got a certain kind of life experience, and I see in the way in which the men interact with each other here that they have a wonderful sensitivity to the kinds of things that the guys are experiencing. And they have a wonderful attentiveness to calling them back if they're straying off the path a little bit, or congratulating them. There's very little competitiveness here. Guys really want to see each other get to the priesthood, and I think that's a very, very happy kind of thing.
Yes.
Tell me, can you think maybe of one or two things about the American culture that surprised you once you got to know this country.
Okay. I like Bostonian accent. For example, father, father, and mother, and brother, sister, Hawaii. For me, it sounds very interesting. It's about accent.
Yeah.
Another, the unpredictable weather in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Because one day is hot, another is very cold. I think this is very two things which I consider that are big for me.
Your time here at the seminary, did it go by quickly for you?
Yes, I really enjoy my formation, my studies, my presentations, human formation too, Holy Week. Everything here is very nice for me.
Good for you. Well, it's been a delight to visit with you. I want to again tell our listeners how grateful we are that you're tuning in to us and listening to us. The stories these men have to tell, I think, are just absolutely wonderful, and it's precisely why we do the podcast. I want to suggest to you again that if you run into a man, middle age or even older, and you think that this fellow would be a good priest and would be available to be a priest, has lost his spouse or never married, then say something to him. Very often, it's the key that unlocks the door for a man to start thinking seriously about the priesthood again. We're very glad, Gustavo, that God didn't leave you alone, but even after 7 years in the seminary and you were out doing other work, he reached in and said, I still want you, I haven't forgotten you, and that you said yes to him. So thanks to you, thanks to all of you who are with us today, and may God bless you all.
Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out our website at www.psjs.edu. Remember, the first step to answering God's call is making the call. 781-899-5500.